Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tale. Toyota. Let's go places.
Blog Talk Radio.
Love ain't just black and white. Ain't that simple? It's hard to tell who's wrong or right. When it's dark with the way I barely see the light. Should I stick it out? Are you worth this fight? Are we worth this fight? I ain't no quitter, babe. And I've been down to fall these tears I let you diss me, babe. I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, baby. You know I deserve. If I make it through hell and I come out alive, I got nothing to fear. No more crying and trying to bring back the loving when nothing is here. Let me be clear, I wasn't perfect, but this shit ain't worth it. I'm done with the mess, I confess under stress, and I know I'ma look back and call it a blessing.
I ain't no quitter, babe. No quitter, babe. And I've been down to fall these years I thought you did me, babe. Oh, no. I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, babe.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Today is Saturday, January 21st. This is our number 20th show. This is a milestone for myself and Mocha. Mocha is not Oh, she actually is on the show. Good thing, good thing. This is our number 20th show. It's a good thing for us because we kind of been in it for a good minute now, a good minute now. We kind of hung in there with one another. So big ups to she and I, and we, you know, for the most part, been in it, been there for one another for the last 20 shows. Yes, yes, yes. We have a great show today, a great show, another one of my great relationship shows. We have a nice person that's going to kind of tell her story or whatnot, but we want to kind of speak on our last 20 shows for a brief moment. Mocha, you there? Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you, honey. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. Well, I didn't expect to speak so fast, but I'm gonna listen. I'm just getting in from traveling, trying to gather my bearings. But I just want to thank everyone out there, and I'll do it again later when there's more people in. Just want to thank everyone for supporting us. I promise you, if there's a project that you involve yourself in, and when you see that it's bigger than yourself, it's bigger than you and everybody else, continue it. Don't stop, because I know that this is going to lead us into a lot of other opportunities as well. So just thank you guys so much. I love you, and
indeed,
just have a great show. I'll be listening.
Indeed. Okay, I'm going to close you out. Go ahead and take care of that for, you know, I know you're just coming in from traveling, so go ahead and just let me know when you're ready to come back in, okay?
Okay.
All right. Teresa, sis, how are you, honey? Yes.
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for having me, and congratulations.
Indeed. Oh, thank you. Thank you. How that weather out there on that patio?
Nice. It's really nice.
Oh, that's good. Just want to kind of give a quick disclaimer. If you guys are listening in on the internet, just kind of turn your volume down a little bit so we won't have any type of feedback. It do, you know, have some interference if you kind of have the radio up, the, you know, the volume up a little bit. We're not going to assume that you guys want to speak right now. So if you have, you know, any comments or questions or whatnot, just hit your number one. The number is 646-478-5265. The number is 646-478-5265. Today's topic is knowing your role. Whose role is it? And it's pretty much speaking on roles being reversed in a relationship. And it can be relationship just going astray. It can be due to incarceration. It can be for whatever reason. We want to kind of speak on how that role can become reversed. And it's not so much on the male taking a woman's role or the woman taking a male's role. It's just pretty much how that role can be reverse. And now what I mean by that is, like, I'm not saying that that man have to speak, step up to be a woman and vice versa. You know, I was speaking to my daughter earlier today, and I was telling her, like, I remember when we were younger, when they were younger, how they used to say happy Father's Day to me. And of course they were younger and they didn't know any better, but all they saw is that, you know, their mother playing that role. Their father wasn't there, so okay, mommy is doing mother and daddy, you know what I'm saying? But as they grew older, they stopped doing it, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know, we never really had that conversation, you know, and even having a conversation with her today, she just kind of listened, so it wasn't like, okay, we realize that now, but I kind of explained it to her, like, it wasn't something that, okay, mommy is a strong black woman, it was just something that I just did, you know, the father wasn't there, I had to do it. I had to step up and do it, you know, and that's just something that we have to do for whatever reason, whether the relationship didn't work out, and like I say, due to incarceration or whatever the case may be, we just have to step up and do, you know, what we have to do. And like I say, and to pay homage to those who, to some of the guys who have to do, and I only know a couple, I don't know many, but I'm sure there's many out there that who had to do it, you know what I'm saying? They had to step up and play that role, whereas the mother couldn't do it for whatever reason, and it could be don't want to be in a relationship due to incarceration or whatever the case may be, where they had to step up and play that role. So we want to kind of just kind of speak on that a little bit, you know. So, sis, like, well, let me just introduce you first, you know. I've been knowing you since how old were we? That was how long ago?
A long time.
That was a lot. So we won't tell our age. How about that?
Okay.
That was a long time ago. We won't tell our age. But it was over 20 years ago. We can say that, huh? Oh, we can tell our age. It was over 30 years ago. I've been knowing you for a long time.
We ran into each other.
Yeah, it was over 30. I've been knowing you for some time. We kind of ran back into each other. You know, you kind of supported one of my shows I had a while back, and I was so excited to hear from you, and you kind of been supporting me ever since then. And you know, we've been there for each other back and forth. So I appreciate you coming, you know, on the show and kind of telling your story the best way you can or whatnot. So, kind of, you know, if you want to give our listeners a little background of who you are.
Currently, right now, I'm going through a divorce. I have been with my husband for over 26 years. We have 3 children together, 2 that are adults and 1 that's 7. And, you know, it's been a rocky 2 years that we've been separated. But I've realized a lot about myself, you know, during the time of the separation, and it gave me the opportunity to really look at me, not the mistakes or that he made or the mistakes that I made, but just me, the person. And it also gave me the opportunity to look back at my childhood, how I grew up, and how that impacted my life. Because for me, my mother raised me. You know, and my sister, my dad died when I was 3. And so, you know, I saw my mother working and going to school and, you know, doing what it was that she had to do. And that's how I thought it should be. Even once I got married, you know, and I looked at a strong black woman, you know, I got to get it done. And I believe now that when you get married, there are certain things that you're still to be that strong person, but you are not to forget who you are. You're more than just a mother, a wife, a girlfriend, a fiance. You're more than that. And a lot of times, I believe we as women take and wear so many different hats that woman part of it is pushed to the side, because from the time you get up in the morning to the time you go to bed, if you have children, you are a mother. If you work, you are an employee. You have to survive. You have to do these things. And, you know, like I said, as I've been looking back, when I first got married, it was that I have to get it done regardless. And for me, religion plays a big role in that and in my life. And it was, you know, if I asked my husband to do something, and if it wasn't done fast enough, I had to get it done. You know, whether it was a deal or if it was something like that, instead of saying, wait a minute, okay, he said he would do it, it may not be within my time frame that I think it should get done, whether it's something that needs to be paid or something that needs to be fixed or something that needs to be done, then for me, I can honestly say now I should have waited, you know, instead of saying, well, I'll just do it. Because, you know, for me, you know, there's a man, now I see it, he should be the head of the household if he's in the household. And sometimes you may have to wait to get something done. But if, you know, and I just kept saying, oh, if I wait, you know, this could be turned off, that could be turned off, I should have just waited it out. You know, and that's just with anything. You know, even when I just figure it needs to be done now. It needs to get done now instead of just waiting. And sometimes with doing those things, you can push someone to the back that should be at the forefront because you're doing it. And then they get so relaxed and lax with it that, well, if you're doing it, then continue to do it. You understand what I'm saying? So that's just, for me, that's the gist of it. Like I said, I just realized during this whole time a lot of different things about me. And I'm grateful for it because it gave me a chance to look beyond just being a mother, just being a wife. It gave me an opportunity to really tap into me and understand and realize who I am and who I was and where I'm moving forward to.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. You said that it's the man's role to be the head of household. So you don't think that that can be a joint responsibility? What's your thoughts on that being a shared role in the household for both the male and the female?
Looking at things two separate ways. One, as I'm a Christian, so as on the religious aspect of it, I can say now that I'm older, now that, you know, I have had an opportunity to look at things, I can say, you know, there is God, there is Jesus, there is man, and then there is woman. And that's not taking anything away from, you know, a woman, but that's just how it is, you know, and everybody plays a role. So there are certain things that women can do. There are certain things that men can do. But then when I look at things on the worldly aspect of it, a woman can do a lot of different things. You know, a man can do a lot of different things. However, you know, you can bump heads while trying to get those things done. And if a lot of times as women, and I see it every day with the type of work that I do, whereas a lot of times men are stripped from being the head of a household because he may not be working. He may not be in the house all the time. He may be incarcerated, and then he may come back into the home and he feel like he has no role. Why? If he's going to be the head of your household, then he needs to lead and head the household. We can discuss things. I believe that. I'm all for communication. And, you know, but at some point, somebody has to have a final say. And within a household, and that should be him if he's able to lead and head the household. Now, I ain't saying let him lead you to hell. But, you know.
So let me ask you this.
I'm not saying, I'm not saying that at all.
Like I say, in some scenarios, you do have that situation where that role is reversed, and that women do have to kind of step up and become that head of household. What happens when that male has to come back into that household and try to play that role? How do you think that pan out after that woman has done it for so long? You know what I'm saying?
Then at some point she has to check herself, meaning, I mean, either you want a man or a boy. And, you know, women, and like I said, I have a very strong personality. So I know that I can say, look, you know, this is what I'm going to do. This is, you know, I'm not going to do this. I am going to do this. But if we're going to work together as a unit and as a family, and like I said, I ain't going to let nobody lead me to hell. But if you're the head of the household and there's issues going on within the household, whether it be with bills, finances, children, work, whatever, then that's a discussion that I need to have with you to say, look, this is what's going on from my perspective. What do you think? How should this be handled?
Mm-hmm.
How should it be handled? Because a lot of times men are stripped of their roles in the household because they may have been gone for a long time or they've been gone for some point in time, and then women have to, they step up and have to step into those shoes and do, you know, X, Y, Z to take care of a household. They have to work two or three jobs. They're going to school. They have to take care of their children, pay the bills, do whatever they have to make ends meet. And then, you know, here he comes, and he's like, wait a minute, where do I fit in all of this? So
right.
At some point in time, you know, we have to look at ourselves and say, you know what, I'm going to let you do this. Because if he's going to be in the house, he needs to have to be able to say, look, this is what's going to happen in our house. You know, if the kids are running rampant and they don't have a set bedtime, then he can say, look, they need to go to bed at 8 or 9 o'clock. Whatever the case may be, this is how it's going to be. You know, something has to give because you can't have two people competing for the same role. And then as women, we can turn around and get mad because he's sitting playing video games all day. Either you want him to say, look, this is what we're going to do, or you give him a controller.
Right. I mean, I can understand that, too. I mean, my concern, well, I won't say it's a concern, but my question is primarily geared at, you know, you do have those households whereas it, you know, that female, that woman has to play that role for a while, and then all of a sudden, you know, you have this man who suddenly or for whatever reason has to come back and take over. What happens then? You know what I'm saying? How does that pan out? Like, seriously, how does that handle? How does that, how can that be resolved? You know,
then
you do have some, go ahead.
I think as a woman, for me, myself speaking for me, I want a man that can lead, a man that knows who he is, that knows who he is, mind, body, and spirit, that I don't care if he's making $8 an hour or $25 an hour. I ain't saying you got to put all your money in the household, but I need for you to be within our best interest. And I'll do what's in our best interest as well. But we can't compete for the same roles because there's no way, you know, a woman can be strong and independent and do all the things that she needs to do, but a woman cannot be a man. I don't care how hard you try.
That's my point. Exactly.
You're still a woman. So you have to at some point decide, you know, what is it that I want from a man? What is it that I want him to be able to do? What is it that I want him to be able to bring to the table and vice versa? What can I bring to the table? Is this the person for me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like I said, I work, you know, a full-time job. I do all these different things, but I know what it is. You have to, I think, know yourself and know what it is that you want and know the structure that you want. And, if, you know, and we have to take off our rose-colored glasses and look at what we have and say, okay, am I willing to get down and dirty and make this work? You know, because it is what it is.
Right.
With the person that you're with, well, and I think before you get involved with anybody, you need to know what it is that you would want from that person.
Yeah, but that's, you know how that go. That's easier said than done. You know what I'm saying? Say it again.
That is those rose-colored glasses. You know, you have to be willing to take those glasses off and look at a situation for what it is. And I don't mind, you know, if, like I said, if a man isn't in the household and he's coming back into the household, like, I don't have a problem with helping you to help us. I don't have a problem with that. But what I'm not going to do unless, you know, there's some sort of unforeseen circumstances that I need to take care of everything, you need to be able to make some decisions. I mean, I know people who the man is taking care of the household and the woman is out working. Okay, if that role is reversed where you're home with the kids and you're doing the things that need to be done and taking care of them, make sure they get out there and go to school, then we need to, I'm not coming home to cook. If that's your role and responsibility, you need to do it. Me, and I'll bring the money home. And, you know, these are our bills. We're going to sit down and talk about it. This is what needs to be paid first. This is how things are going to go.
But who,
you know,
really decides that? Who really decides that? Because, see, you just threw parts of, you just threw a totally different scenario in there that I didn't even think about right off. Like, yeah, you have that, you have a scenario whereas you do have a man and a woman in a household where the man isn't working, and then you have the female out getting the money and bringing it in, and he's pretty much playing super mom or Mr. Mom or whatever you want to call it. That's a different scenario. But who actually dictates these roles? Who actually does that? You know what I'm saying?
In a situation like that, and like I said, for me, you know,
take the religion
me, I
out of
it. I can take the religion out of it.
I know it's hard to do.
Me,
I know it's
my,
hard to do.
For me, God is my core. So he's my anchor.
Okay.
So without him
being
my anchor, I wouldn't be able to have dealt with all of the stressors and factors in life that I have had to deal with, even within my own marriage, even with going through a divorce, I wouldn't have been able to deal with that either. So for me, you know, he is my anchor. So I'm looking at things, I look at it from a biblical aspect. Whether you working or not, if you at home and you decide that, you know, hey, I'm gonna be here, I'm gonna take care of the kids, I'm gonna take care of the house, okay, fine. If bills are due, here's all the bills that's due. Do we have a joint account? It's a possibility. But look at these bills and, you know, what can we maneuver? What do we have to pay first? You still supposed to be the head of the household. I'm not taking nothing from you because, like I said, for me, I don't want a grown man and a child in a grown man's body. I don't want that. I want you to be a man, to be able to lead, and to be able to grab a hold of him and say, look, this is what we have to do. Because a lot of times we as women, you know, being strong women, you want to, okay, I want this done. I got to get this done. You forgot you got this man over here, and you haven't asked him how did you go about it, but when all hell breaks loose, that's when we go to him to say, look, this is a problem. This is what we need to do. But in the meantime, how come you ain't asked in the first place? What do you think we should do? What do you think is best for us? You have to include him.
And I guess that's pretty much like I just asked, like, how do you determine who plays what role, who does this, who does that? Let me do this for you. Let me set a scenario. You have a woman that's been with a guy for, let's say, 20 years. They've been together for 20 years. And she has been pretty much used to both of them sharing their responsibilities in the household for the most part. And suddenly he decides that he wants to uproot and just go somewhere else and just start all over and just basically start a whole new relationship somewhere else. How should that female, that woman, handle that? Like, is it fair that she deal with that on her own? Like, realistically, how should she handle that? Now, she still has children of her own with him, but he decides that he wants to go over here and just play dad somewhere else. Still have responsibilities in this other household. You know what I'm saying? But how easy it was for him to just go over here, he just up and just uprooted and went somewhere else. How should she handle it?
Well, I mean, me speaking from experience, you can't make another person do what it is that you want them to do. So, I mean, you have no choice. You got to put on your big girl panties, and you got to do what you have to do for your family and your household. You can't make another person stay if they don't want to stay. You can't make another person take care of their children, because kids need more than financial, a person that's going to be a financial responsibility. It takes more. You can give all the money in the world, but that child needs their father. You know, whether you and the dad get along or not, it's not about you. It's about the kids. When you decide to have children, it's no longer about you and what you want and what you want to do. It's about what's best for your children. So if he decides that, hey, I don't want to be here no more, hopefully he ain't turning his back on his kids. Now, if you're turning your back on your kids, then you go head on and do what it is that you need to do. You're going to take care of them, you know, financially, because the average woman is going to go and get child support. That's one thing, but that's not enough. It's not enough. And, you know, he can go and play daddy. At some point, you have to look at yourself in the mirror. He can go play daddy to somebody else's children, and because that's the woman that he chooses to be with. But in the same token, you got kids over here. I can't make you do what it is you need to for them. You know they exist. But one thing I can say, you will not be like a ping pong ball in and out their life like that. That's not fair. You know, it takes an emotional toll on kids to do that. Either you're going to be there and do what it is that you need to support them, you know, emotionally and mentally, and sometimes toss the ball back and forth, whatever it is that you need to do, that's your time with them. Because a woman can raise kids, but she can raise a male, but you cannot teach him how to be a man. You cannot, you know, if you got
you
a
think
little
so?
Boy,
you,
tell
you
him,
really think so?
I really, yes. Because one thing, you know, and just looking at myself as a black woman, I don't know what it's like to be a black man. I understand your struggles because I got my own struggles. I understand that. But I don't know what it's like to be a man. I can come close with, you know, us having faith in some of the same struggles, but to be able to say, look, son, I've been through this, this, and this. I'm not a man. I can't tell them that. I can say these are some of the things
that
as a black woman has gone through. But that's a conversation. I'm not saying that, you know, to stay with a man, but there should be another male somewhere within his life that can say, look, this is what needs to happen. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is how, I mean, and I truly, at some point in time, if you look at a lot of women that are raising males, whether the father there is there or not, there is another male influence somewhere in their lives, whether it's an uncle, a grandfather, a pastor at a church, a neighbor, somebody. Somebody. I truly believe that. Just like, you know, men can raise daughters. And I know a lot of men that are single and they're raising their daughters because the mom has gone. But it's just like they said, I can't teach her how to be a woman. I can tell her what she needs to do to be a lady. But at some point in time, when she gets to be a teenager or preteen or whatever, if you have to bring another female in to talk to her, that she can share some of those things. But I really believe that. And it ain't knocking, you know, males or females under no circumstances. But I really, truly believe that.
Yeah, I won't say I disagree, but I think when it comes to raising children, I think the opposite can raise that opposite sex pretty well. Like, you can raise a boy. You really can. Yeah, you're not a male. True that. You're not a man. True that. But you can do a... I have two awesome boys. Men, rather. Great. Great, great. And their fathers wasn't around. You know what I'm saying? So it
can
be done.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm not disagreeing. Saying
that's why I said I'm not disagreeing with you. I just see
it
different. Right.
I'm
not going to disagree
with you. I think women can. I mean, because I know a lot of great men out here, young men, everything that was raised by their mom. I'm not knocking that at all. But at some point in time, they need that male influence. And it's going to come
that's
from...
That's true. I mean, yeah, that's true.
And that's the part that I'm talking about. That's the part that me as a female that I can give my son. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I can, you know, I can raise them. I can teach you all these different things. But some things that they need to be taught, I can't teach. I can show you. I can lead you. But I can't say, look, this is my experience with it. And I think, you know, children need that from, you know, their mother or female or from their dad, a male, you know.
So would you say that's part of pretty much knowing your role as a parent? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That you need to, okay, yeah. I mean, because like I say, we can approach this on all different aspects of knowing your role in the relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like not just male or female, but as a parent as well. You know what I'm saying? Because raising children is a task, and you have to definitely know your role in that too. You know, even with, like, you didn't touch on some things as far as what you're going through. You know, you guys have to understand your role in your children's lives. You know what I'm saying? To kind of understand
right. How
you're going to have to get through that. You feel what I'm saying? And not
right.
to put too much out there. But you feel me? You have to understand that
role
too. You know,
and that's like, I said in the beginning where my mom raised me. You know, because my dad died when I was three. So I saw a strong woman that did everything that she had to do for me. But, you know, I had uncles. One of them was incarcerated. You know, one a truck driver. The other two, they were just out. They were just out here. So having that male father figure, I didn't have that. But what I did experience when I got married and had my daughter, I experienced a relationship, and I could see it from quite a few different perspectives of my husband and my daughter. And it was just a beautiful thing to be able to see that, you know, because he did, you know, everything that he needed to and could for her, you know, and just the dynamics between that relationship. And I marveled at that. I was like, wow, you know, this is exactly what every little girl needs from their dad. You know, so that's the part of it that I'm talking about. And with my older son, I've seen the dynamics between him and his dad. You know, with my husband, you know, I could see the different interactions between both, him with the girl and him with the boy, and how it was. And that right there, that's something I would never take away. That's something to treasure because that right there helps to shape who you are and what you, as an adult, what you will and will not accept from a potential spouse. You know?
Gotcha. So let me ask you this, another scenario for you. How could you, and this is just scenarios and you can personal experience or just if you were in those shoes type of deal. Just say, I don't know if you've ever dealt with anyone incarcerated before, but just say if you were dealing with someone incarcerated, right? And you had to be out here on your own for some time and all of a sudden they come home. How are you able to answer this question?
Not from true personal experience, no.
Okay. So I think you can, I know not from personal experience, but I think you can answer the question. Okay, you've been dealing with, you know, dealing with your household pretty much on your own for some time. And then all of a sudden he comes home after, what, 10, 13 years. How easy do you think that would be for you to kind of switch that role of you no longer being head of your household?
You get the question?
I know, yeah. I know it would be hard. I know it would be hard. But it's a choice that you're going to make. That because it's been done for so long. But you, everything is a choice. And if you choose to wait 13 years for him, then you know that he has to have a place. You know that he has to have a role. He's not, at some point in time, I don't think he's just going to sit back and just take up space. Because if you waited 13 years just for a placeholder, something wrong. You understand what I'm saying?
What you mean by a placeholder means
just someone to just sit and take up space. And he has to do something. He has to contribute somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And not just take up an empty space. So if I'm going to wait 13 years for you, regardless of whatever it was that sent you there, then I'm waiting on a man and not a boy. So I'm not going to take care of however many children we have and you just sitting doing nothing all day, every day. You're going to have to do something. You are either, you know, going to have to provide somewhere and not just sit and do anything. So I would assume that he's a grown man and would want to make sure that his children are being taken care of the way that they should and being supportive emotionally and mentally. And, you know, he want to, if he going to go to school, if he going to get him a job, he going to do something. You're not just going to sit there and do nothing.
Interesting. Hold on 1 second, sis. We got a caller. Hold on 1 second.
I told you, man. I said, babe.
216.
Come
on. Hey. 216-309. You got something to say?
My mom on the way.
I saw your number one. Oh.
Hello?
Oh, she didn't have nothing to say. She put her number, she put her hand up and she fussing in the background. Oh, now that's funny. She probably don't even know she hit her number one. Oh, that's cool. Were you done expounding on that? Because that was an interesting feedback that you gave, and you never dealt with anyone incarcerated. I want to hear some more. Did you have any more to expound on that?
No, that's just, I mean, like, no, I think that, you know, like I said, it's just my take. If I'm going to wait 13 years for you, I'm waiting on a man to get out. I'm not waiting on a boy, regardless of whatever happened. There has to be some growth somewhere, you know, for both of us. So we're a family, and we're going to do what's necessary to make it work.
So you're saying that you're not going to be that easily open to him taking over the household?
I will.
Are you
be.
Saying that?
I mean, if
okay.
No, what I'm saying is that for him as a man, if I waited, me personally, 13 years for you, and our family has waited 13 years for you, and we don't went on with our day to day, everything that needs to be taken care of, when you get out, you need to be prepared and understand and mentally get yourself together that, first of all, the kids may not be 1 year old anymore. So, you know,
right. They're
not 1 year old anymore. So now you have teenagers. Be preparing yourself that you're going to have to help take care of some teenagers, that you're going to have to lead a household. You know, that we're going to have a conversation and say, look, this is what's been going on. I'm pretty sure we've been having this conversation during these 13 years, that this is what's going on. At some point in time, you're going to have to step in and step up. I'm not asking you to do anything beyond being a man that you've been telling me that you're going to be. You know, like I said, you may not get out making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year. It's not about the money. It's not about the money.
Okay.
Or how much you will be able to make, but it is about you being able to lead the household.
So what?
Otherwise, I live by myself.
Scenario. I got you on that. I got you on being by yourself. Here's another scenario because it happens. He is coming home. He has came home. And he don't have it together.
what happens then? Hold on before you answer. Because you're not so quick to say, okay, here's how it's going to go. This is what it's going to be like. You're not quick to say that. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, you care about them. Yeah, you may love them, blah, blah, blah. What happens then? And just give it to me straight up.
That goes back to knowing your role. Me as a woman, I know what I'm capable of. I know what I'm supposed to do. And it goes back to my belief is that, you know, you following something, you following somebody. You following your higher belief, your higher being, you're doing something. And as a man, you have to know what that is. You know, yeah, I love you, but if you go come into the household and not contribute in no way, not say, look, this is what we have to do to move forward. If you're stuck in that mindset from 13 years ago, there's no place for us to go because there's a 13-year gap that's already missing. If you are not progressively thinking how we can move forward, what's the purpose?
For me, there
would be no purpose because where can we go if you're not thinking how you can get us forward as a family? How
are you speaking?
You know,
are you speaking logically or are you speaking emotionally right now?
No, I'm
it sounds like you're
logically.
Speaking logically right now. I need you to speak emotionally. Which one?
That's how I think. I think things through logically first. I'm serious because
everyone doesn't though, right?
Yeah, I know. And emotionally,
okay.
I guess. I would say, oh, you know, okay, we'll wait it out some, but how long are you going to wait? How long are you going to wait? Because in the same time, in the same token, after a while, you're doing the same thing, you get comfortable.
Right.
And when you get comfortable, that can really mess things up. It can really and truly mess things up. Me, I think logically all the time. I try to think things through and the emotional aspect of it come in later. And sometimes that could be too late. But sometimes, a lot of times it's on point because it can save you from some heartache in the at the same time. But, I mean, I don't know.
Right.
You know, I mean,
I got you.
I would say at some point, you know, you have to give a time frame if that's the case. You know, this is explain to each other and sit down. This is what's going on with the kids. Start there. You know, this is what they need. This is what I need. Emotionally, I would say, look, this is what I need from you. Period. Because if mom don't have it together, then the kids ain't going to have it together. If dad don't have it together, the kids ain't gonna have it together. Something has to give.
Real quick, the number is 646-478-5265. The number is 646-478-5265. If you have a question or a comment for myself or our special guest, please hit your number one. I'm not going to just take it that you want to say anything, but feel free to hit your number one, and I'll bring you in to X or make a comment or whatnot. Again, the number is 646-478-5265. I have another scenario. I love scenarios.
I see.
They're thought-provoking. Let's see here. Okay, here's the scenario. We have, because I hear often where guys kind of, in a sense, bash females for being too strong. Like, oh, she's this black strong woman. Oh, she's this black this. Oh, or just not even putting the emphasis on black. I'm just saying that because I'm a black woman. But just she's just this strong woman because she did this. But is it fair to say that she's just really going off of what she's had to go through what she had to step up and do. You know what I'm saying? Do you think as women, as females, we just kind of go off of our instincts, like, boom, this is what we have to do? Like, is it, you understand what I'm saying? Like, your case, for example, sis, whoo, honey, sis, you are, I'm not going to say that, because you're not a strong woman. We talk about that. But you, honey, you feel me? But in your mind, do you consider yourself as that? Or do you consider yourself as just someone who just stepped up? You feel me? And then give an example of the two if you're able to.
Well, for me, I do consider myself a strong woman. I was raised by a strong woman.
Okay.
And I think that helped me to be the woman that I am today. Now, a lot of people think that being a strong woman, that you don't have, you know, you're not putting your emotions into anything. A lot of times you can be hiding your emotions because you got to continually move forward. For me, I have a son with special needs. And as I said earlier, you know, I'm currently going through a divorce. I don't have the time to deal with how I emotionally feel about it. I mean, I think through and I work out what I need to work out myself. But as far as, like, to break down and, you know, fall all out and go and slash some tires, and I ain't got time for that. I don't have time for it because the time that I do have, I have to devote to my children. And to take care of, you know, do whatever I need to for my son. So making time for myself is where I struggle. That's the struggle that I have because I work a full-time job. You know, I do all these different things, and I just have to figure out how to get it done. But if people take the time, if you have somebody, I guess, in your life that's truly a strong person, there's something deep down that they may either not be fully dealing with or that they have to push to the side and deal with it in small increments because there's so much going on. So a lot of, even with the clients that I have, the families that I work with, I ask a question, like, what's going on with you? And they'll tell you everything that's going on with the family. But when you say you personally, how are you dealing with whatever the situation is? How does it make you feel? Let's talk about you and not everything else. Then you will hear, you know, how they truly may be feeling. You will hear some of the emotions behind it, because a lot of times you got to put up walls to keep moving forward. Because if you don't, sometimes we'll start to crumble.
Expound on that real quick, putting up them walls to move forward. What do you mean by that?
For me, myself, you know, like I said, I have been married for a long time. And I have to deal with, like I said, I work. I have a son with special needs. Over the time I've been separated, I've had to really look at me. And those things don't happen necessarily during the day. It happens at night when my son is asleep, when my house is quiet, you know. And I just think back and say, okay, I could have done some things a little differently. Or, you know, kudos, you did a great job here. You know, and I take that time to look at myself and see what I need to change about me. Because like I said, once again, you can't change another person. And I have done those things. You know, it takes a lot of work, especially when you got to deal with yourself. And it's easier to forgive other people that may have wronged you than it is to forgive yourself for the wrong that you have caused yourself.
How is that so easy to forgive others? Okay.
Because you know it's something that needs to be done. Because, you know, holding a grudge or holding something against another person, it don't hurt them. They done went on with their life. It hurts you because you're still holding on to that. They done let that go and then moved on. But it's the, you know, the things that you may not have let go with yourself, actions, things that you've done or things that you have not addressed that you should have, those are the things that you have to deal with. So for me, when my house is quiet, I can turn on some music, or I can just sit and, you know, oh, wow, I should have, you know, done a few things differently or made different choices. So that's how I myself deal with it.
Okay.
And my mother said, hey, you know, let it go if you can. Just let it go.
Yeah. But that don't always be easy for everyone. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, no,
you say you got your strength. I know. Like you say, you're strong because you was raised by a strong. And I know I love your mom. You know what I'm saying? It's like everyone doesn't have that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone doesn't have that pit of strength to dig from. You know, everyone doesn't have that religion to dig from. You know, so we're not all able to do that, you know. We're going to take a break for a quick second. When we come back, I have a few more questions for you. Again,
okay.
The number is 646-478-5265, 646-478-5265, 404-216-216 again. My daughters, I love y'all. 720, I see you just chimed in. I appreciate you. Again, this is our number 20th milestone show. I appreciate you guys coming in and support us. Again, if you have any questions when we come back, we would love to hear from you guys. Again, it's your number 20th. I'm not going to assume you want to say anything, but we would love to hear from you. So just hold tight, and we will be back shortly.
Love you up forever and
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I did want to kind of sis, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, just want to make sure I didn't lose you all the way. I did want to kind of like, you know, pay homage, shall I say, because I don't want to make it seem like I'm not respecting the fact that I'm not male bashing. I'm not being a male chauvinist, because I'm definitely neither. There are some cases, and I'm sure you will agree, that there are guys who have stepped up, like I kind of mentioned earlier in the show. Like, they have played that role where they had to step up and do what they had to do. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. definitely I do know a few guys who've done that. And I want to put on record that I'm not putting those guys down or guys who have done that. You know what I'm saying? But me being a woman, I'm just definitely speaking from a woman's view. You know what I'm saying? I can only speak from my experience firsthand. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to kind of put that out there. And also, for the most part, when I speak on things, of course I'm speaking from my view. But like I gave you the scenario, you've never dealt with an incarcerated person, but you were able to give me your feedback not even dealing with that. You know what I'm saying? So we're able to do that. And I just want to make sure when we're speaking on things, we're not being prejudiced, we're not being one-sided, we're being open. You know, so I appreciate you giving me your feedback on that, and I'm glad you were able to do that. So your feedback is great. You know, we don't have many, you know, people that want to kind of dialogue with us or give their feedback, so it's just pretty much you and I. I'm not sure how long this is going to kind of last today, but how about this? Did you have any questions for me? Because you can definitely interview me if you want. Did you want to put me on hot seat?
I ain't going to put you on hot seat. Because,
right. I was hoping you was like, please don't say yes. No, I'm just playing. But if you have some questions to ask me, I think I can ask you them.
No, you've been great.
Did you want to ask
this
me?
It's been a great dialogue.
Oh, okay. Okay. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't really have too much. We kind of, I don't want to end the show right now, though. Let's see.
I think it's been good. It's not, you know, it's not male bashing, female bashing, or any of that. It's just people being, you know, like I said before, women knowing who and what they are and what they want, and men doing the same.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When we have children involved, you have to know what it is and know that it's not all about you anymore. You know, it's not about you. You have to do what's in their best interest. That's what it boils down to.
And I think it's more difficult when there's children involved. You know what I'm saying? Because even like myself and any of my personal experiences, even like now within the last few years, because of course my children are adults, it's easier because my children are adults. There's no children involved, opposed to you. You still have children involved. You know what I'm saying? So it is based on, like I say, situations from situation. Me, I'm going to let you know. I won't say I'm a, what you call those folks. No, I'm like, what you call them folks. It's hard for me to allow a person to come into my household and take over. I'm just going to keep it real. I just put it out there for everybody to hear. But, and I'm just keeping it real. It is. And it's probably, what I'm not going to say probably, is because I've been doing it for so long. Even with my children, you know what I'm saying? It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
I've been head of household for so long, it's going to be hard for someone to come in here and say, oh, I'm about to be in charge.
I just don't see that happening. And I know I'm going to have to do it. I don't know how I'm going to do it, sis. I don't know. I don't know. Do you have any suggestions for me? Because you got some wisdom. Maybe you can give me some suggestions. Like,
you have to, I think, know what it is that you want. And like I said, a real man that knows who he is and where he's going, he's not going to be able to come in and you not open the door and say, look, you know, I need you to lead our family, because that's how it's going to go. You know, he's not going to come in and
want anybody to lead my family, though. And I'm just going to put it out there. I want to do it. I got to do it myself. I've been doing it.
Well, then you'll be in the house by yourself. Because,
and that's some real stuff. You just made a real statement.
A man by nature is a leader. A true man by nature is a leader. You know, a man can go and turn nothing into something. And if he feels that he has no value in a household, he's not going to want to be there.
That's true. That's a true statement.
You know, and that's the fact. Now, a boy, on the other hand, okay, as long as he's taking care of everything, he'll just sit there and do nothing. But a true man, no, he's not gonna have that. And
that's a true statement.
You know,
go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Oh, so you think that I should go ahead and just make that fact known that I don't want to do that. I just can't allow. But you know
you
what? Let's go back a little bit.
And be honest with the person, because otherwise.
Now, this is what I'm willing to do. How about this? Because remember, I asked you the question about sharing that role. Like, could a male and female share that role ahead of household? Now, we can share that role. Let's come
you
to some
share,
type of compromise.
You can share, but what's going to happen when when a decision has to be made and you don't agree with what he's saying? Which decision is going to be made? A man is a head and not the tail.
But see, that's where
all
that compromise comes. But listen, though, head period is not the tail. You feel what I'm saying? The head period is not the tail. So we're sharing that road ahead, and we're both the heads. You got me? I know I've been the head of my household.
You've been
my entire life.
By choice. But see, the thing is,
I've been the head of household. I've been the head of household when I was married. That wasn't by choice. So even I've never lived with a man. I've always had my own house. Even when I was married, that was my house, my name on the lease. You see what I'm saying? So it's always been I was the head. And that might be something I need to, like, deal with. That might be something I need to resolve. And that might be something I need to hurry up and deal with real soon. But that's my thing. That's going to be real soon. So silly. But that's something that I have to deal with. I have to deal with. But I don't see me putting that down. And I'm not, maybe that's my pride, because, you know, I have a heck of a pride. Maybe that's what it is, but that's something that I'm not willing to deal with, and I'm about to be 45. You feel what I'm saying? So,
See, that goes back to then you'll be by yourself, because
that's a true statement, and I'm good with that. But you know something though, sis, I've been by myself though. I've been by myself. You see what I'm saying?
But see, the thing is, we're all born to. You know, you want somebody to love you and to be there and to truly, if a person is truly honest with themselves, they want to be loved. They want somebody to love them, to be down with them through it all, through all thick and thin. And in order to do that, you got to be able to give and take and bend. But the thing is,
are you telling that to me?
I'm telling that to me too.
Okay.
But the thing is, you know, and I have to tell myself the same thing. You know, if you want somebody that's a true, and me, like I said, they have to. I need a strong man in my life. That's the thing. I don't need a pushover. I don't need somebody that's just gonna be, okay, go ahead, all the time. Because if that's the case, I might as well be talking to the wall. I need for a person to know who and what they are and whose they are for me. Because, you know, when times get hard, I need to know you're there. And I need to know that you can handle it. Sometimes we may have to say, look, this is what's going on. This is how it's going down. And I have to take my hand off of it. Sometimes you got to take your hand off of it and let it be. And a lot of times we as women, you want to have your hand on everything and make all the decisions, all the choices. And then when
not
it falls
necessarily.
Apart, but a lot of times we as women do that. And then we turn and look at your significant other or your spouse or whoever when it's falling apart and saying, what are we going to do? What we gonna do? You didn't ask that question when you were making all those decisions.
Not necessarily. That's only when when I can only speak for me, part self, I didn't mean to cut you off. I can only speak for me because I've been having to do that. Now I'm open to letting a person make the decisions. I'm open to it. However, it's not going to be easy because it's what I've been used to. I'm going to admit it. I'm set in my ways. I'm not
ain't
really
nothing
open
in life
to
easy.
That change. Hey.
But
I'm
ain't nothing
saying.
In life easy. And if it's worth having, it's worth fighting for. It's worth fighting for. Now, look at this scenario. When you go to the doctor, and the doctor say, oh, you know, your blood pressure is high, I need you to take these pills. A lot of people don't second guess what the doctor is telling them. They don't second guess, okay, I'll take it. That's exactly what they, okay, I'll take it. They go get the prescription pill and take the medication. Why? You trust what they're telling you. But a lot of people will extend that trust to a doctor and won't extend that trust and belief and the person that they land next to every night. Why?
Because it goes back to that saying that, you know, some people can trust a stranger before they can trust a friend. And, hey,
well, then
some
ain't people really
just
a friend.
Trust a doctor. Well, that's a true statement, too. You know, but it's easy to trust an enemy opposed to, not I won't even say an enemy, but it's easy to trust a doctor. A person will trust their doctor before they trust someone they sleep with.
Right, you can go to a doctor, and it's the first time you've ever seen this doctor, and they write you a ton of prescriptions, you go get them filled and start taking them. And don't second guess that, but it's somebody you done been with 5, 10, 3 years or whatever, and they're telling you something, and you're no, I'm not gonna do it, or I'm not gonna listen, or you didn't tell
but
them
you know
how
what
they
that,
heard.
But you know
said.
What that comes from? That comes from your experience with them too, because for real, if you think about it though, dealing with your doctor, now keep it for real. Dealing with your doctor, how many times have your doctor really steered you wrong? How many times have your doctor kind of like bump heads with you for real? Like, you don't see your doctor that often. What, maybe
you see them
4 or 5 times
minutes.
A year?
If that.
Yeah.
But you see
if
them
that.
For maybe
but you're not
minutes.
Dealing with them as much as you're dealing with that person you're sleeping with. and y'all done have fallen out, y'all done lied to each other, y'all done whatever the case may be. But yeah, you go to this doctor that you trust. I trust my doctor. Actually, I'm looking forward to seeing my doctor on Wednesday. Can't wait to see my doctor on Wednesday. And I told, my doctor told me no fruit, no nuts, no sugar, and no salt. And you know what Black King told me? That doctor don't know what she's talking about. There ain't nothing going to happen. And I told you what happened to me within the last, I ain't told everybody, but you know what happened to me with my, what I've been excited about with, within the last 30 days. She knew what she was talking about. I don't trust you. First, you ain't no doctor. So, yeah, I'm going to trust what she said before I trust you. Yeah.
Well,
and I'm going to go right back. Yeah, that worked. And how many more months you want me to do that? Okay, let's go.
But then, that
so I trust my doctor before I trust him.
But
you
then
say,
it
what?
Goes to self-evaluation. That goes back to self-evaluation. Because if you're in a relationship with somebody and you can't trust what it is that they're telling you, you need to reevaluate.
Oh.
Is that where you need to be?
Okay.
For your betterment. You know what I'm saying? And that right there, and I can understand it. I can understand going through some things and wondering, well, dang, can I really trust this person? But when you get to asking yourself these questions, can I trust these person, this person, that right there is an indicator that there's a problem.
Okay, well,
there's
then let me be a little bit more serious, because I was being a little jokingly on that. Now, when it comes to my health, yeah, I'm going to definitely listen to my doctor before I listen to him. That's point blank, period. Because you haven't went to medical school. How about this? You haven't tracked my record, my medical record for the last 6 years. How about that? So you don't know the ins and outs. Yeah, you can read my little medical, whatever they, the follow-up they send you home with, but you're not in that room with me. You didn't see the results. You wasn't in that room. So no, I can tell you what they said, but you didn't hear it straight from her mouth. You feel what I'm saying? So on the serious side, without joking, yeah, I will trust my doctor before I trust him when it comes to my health. Now, when it comes to some other things, I won't trust my doctor over him because my doctor don't know outside of my health. You got me now? Is that, do you feel that one? So,
let me
be clear on that. So, yeah, 100, that's 120 right there. Because, yeah, when it comes to my health, nah, Black King don't know nothing. Or whoever. How about that? I don't even know why I spit that name out, but it's already out.
Girl, you
crazy. Girl, that's that tea. That's that dang old green tea. But,
oh, Lord, you and that tea girl.
But when it comes to, you know, anything else, I don't think but anyway, when it comes to, you know, I see what you're saying, though, but when it comes to anything outside of my health, could nobody, no, there's no comparison, because I don't have that relationship with my doctor. I only have that relationship health-wise with my doctor. So I feel you on that. I should definitely, if that's an issue, when I can't trust that person I'm sleeping with, you dang on right on that. I need to evaluate that. I should be able to trust the person I'm sleeping with, like laying my head with. You right about that. You right about that.
Mm-hmm. 70-20. Yeah, because at some time, you know, you have to have a true friendship, I believe, you know, because that right there, the friendship, you know, will outlast being in love with somebody. Because being in love with somebody, that comes and goes. One minute you love them, the next minute you can't stand them. But the friendship should always be a factor, and it should always be there. You know,
you agree that friendship should always come first.
Right, and it should be something that should outlast the relationship, because that right there, the friendship is what will carry you through the hard times.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't try to cultivate that friendship, then everything else going to fall apart. everything else will fall apart.
Yeah, it does.
And that just goes, for me, like I said, it goes back to knowing who you are and what it is that you want.
It
all goes back to that.
Which is not an easy task either, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not always easy to find out who you are, you know what I'm saying?
And that's a process. You know, in your 20s, when you're 20, you should not be that same person at 40.
Some you shouldn't
of you
be the
should
same
be
person.
There,
mm-hmm.
But you should have grown by the time you're 40. There should be some growth somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the things that you want and will and will not accept should be different, too. Because if not, once again, there's no growth.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with that. Definitely. Real quick, let me the number is 646-478-5265. The number is 646-478-5265. I do appreciate everyone who did call to support us. This is our number 20th show, milestone number 20th show. We've been around for 20. Actually, I've been around for 20 shows. I think there have been about 20 shows with Mocha. I think it's been about 20. I think I've been around with her 20 shows, rather. But this is a 20th milestone show. Mocha did come in earlier on. We're actually going to be in a little early today. I'm going to bring her in a short while. I'm not sure. She's actually coming in from out of town, so I'm just going to make sure she's ready to come in before I bring her in. So we can kind of thank a few people, shout out to a few people. Since you did so good today, I definitely appreciate you supporting me. I was looking forward to a few people calling in today to support me, but it's cool, you know. Sometimes radio don't always go like that. I know you do, and I appreciate it. I love you, too. I do want to shout my daughter, Brianna, out. I knew she wasn't going to say anything, but I love you, Bri-Bri, and I do appreciate. I told you I went all the way over to her house and made girl to get a hug, didn't I? I told you that today, didn't I?
Yes. Nothing like a
she
daughter's
hug. She gave me the big
hug.
Girl, I needed that hug today. But I know you wasn't going to say nothing, but I appreciate you calling in. And I see you kind of hung out there with me the whole time. Of course, my other daughter, she keep hitting her number one. I'm not going to bring her in because I think she hit her number one by accident because the last time she kind of, I have feedback in her background or whatever. So I'm not going to bring her in because she was fussing and everything else. So. But I do appreciate you, Amber, always supporting your mama or whatnot. 404, I'm not sure who you are, but you were been on there the whole time or whatnot. 358, the same. You kind of been in and out. I'm not sure who you were, but I definitely appreciate you supporting. That is the 216 as well. Like I said, if you had anything to say, I wasn't sure. But if you want to say anything, just hit your number one. I will bring you in. Mocha, are you there, honey?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
I apologize. I've done like you have.
She
if you only knew the stuff I've done
me?
Since you've been on. Return the car.
What'd you do?
Took Uber. Took it. I mean, there's a lot going on, but just a few minutes. Shouting out everybody that supported us over this time period. We do appreciate it. Of course, I'm sorry, I'm getting tongue-tied. Of course, I do. Behind that wall, we love you. And especially those who have always supported us, taking chances and calling in. I don't think we have any of them here today, but that's okay. Maybe next time. And again, just thank you guys just for doing this with us, riding with us. This is hard work. It's not easy. It's really not. But without you guys, we wouldn't be able to do it. So we thank you very, very much. And I won't be on until the end of February. So Queen will be doing this for the next several shows. And that's it for me.
Mm-hmm. All right. But, yeah, I wanted to shout out. I think I did do my shout outs. Just pretty much my daughters who still hanging with me. And of course, 216, y'all have been chiming in and out. Appreciate you guys. I'm not sure who you are, but I definitely appreciate you. And just, you know, everybody who's been supporting me and Mocha, appreciate you. Teresa, my sis, love you, honey. You did great today. I knew you was. I wasn't even hesitating on that. I knew you was, but I definitely appreciate you being there for me. Or whatnot. Mocha, my girl, honey, I love you, sis. Appreciate you allowing me to mix these last 20 shows. like I say, we don't always.
I know one thing for sure.
And
I don't mean to cut you off. Mm-hmm. I know one thing for sure, and I'm so sorry I did that, cutting you off like that, because it's rude, but I wouldn't want to do this to anybody but you. So thank you for joining me and making it just so much better. Okay.
Oh, welcome. I appreciate you.
No problem.
Oh, yeah. I know me neither. But, yeah, other than that, like I was saying, we don't always last the whole 2 hours. You know, like I say, sometimes people don't want to speak, and sometimes the dialogue is dialogued out. But it was a great topic, I think so. What do you think, Mocha? Did we do? Well, how was the topic?
I think the topic was excellent, and I think I'm looking for a part two, actually. I think it was great.
Yeah.
I was just doing a lot of stuff, so I couldn't really participate, but I think it's a part two. A part two is necessary.
No, you good. Yeah, we good. But again, shout out to, of course, everyone behind the walls, Ohio. You know, much love to my Ohio behind the wall. Indeed. So with that being said, I don't know if y'all want to hear something. Do y'all want to hear a song going on? Y'all ain't got to, but if y'all want
play
to.
Play something, girl. Play something. Play something.
I know, right? But again, Mocha and myself, Black Queen Radio, Mocha Soul Radio, I will be back February 4th. I'm not sure what the topic is. Consistency, every 2 weeks we will be on air. I'm trying to stay consistent for 2017, hashtag consistency. So if you have any ideas on a show, hit me up on Facebook, hit me up on my phone. If you have the math, have the number, I might have the math. If you have the number, if you want to host, if you want to be a guest, let me know, and I can feature you. So again, peace. Thank you for supporting us. Show number 20. I don't know what to play. I guess I'll play your song. Alright. Thank you, Teresa. Love you. Thank you, Mocha. Thank you, my daughter.
Good night, Teresa.
Brianna Amber. Love y'all.
Love you.
Thank
good
you, Granddaddy. If y'all got me on speaker, I love you, JV. Leon, Tashawn. Alright. Peace.
to get close to you, cause we'll burn someday. And I'll run for miles just to get a taste.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
Sarah, can you step in here a moment?
Sure.
So, big news?
Oh?
You're being promoted to regional sales manager.
That's great to hear, Alan. Thank you.
Talk to corporate. Approve memos. Lead a workshop. Remember birthdays. Direct workflow.
Tens of millions of songs. One for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. Start your 30-day free trial today. Automatically renews. Cancel anytime. Sarah, you can leave now.
Okay.